Now, we're up to the Holy Letters of the Rebbe in volume 4. This is letter number 1165, and this is dated the first day of El Tov Shindal Brooklyn Shalom Avrocha. The Rebbe said, last week I was by the Rebbetzin. No, not I was. By the Rebbetzin was by me. It came, the Rebbetzin. It doesn't say the name. So some things... But they don't think that it's appropriate. They didn't print it, everything out. They just printed it. Just said the Rebbetzin was by me. And she also gave me the letter of your letter.
It wouldn't be his wife,
the Rebbetzin? No. Rebbe said, Rebbetzin such and such, but it doesn't say the such and such is not printed here. And she also gave me your letter. And after a few days, I also spoke with her husband, that's the Rebbetzin's husband, and I hope that my words affected to make it easier in this matter. I'm going to guess from the context over here, even though it doesn't say, I could only do his guess, and again, I'm doing it quickly over here. I think that they didn't have any children. And... I guess the Rebbe was encouraging her or giving her, encouragement to, I'm not sure exactly. So, but the Rebbe says, as far as there are certain means of trying to figure out what the problems are, and there's certain halachic considerations, then there is... Again, I'm not sure exactly if I did that. Maybe there was other issues, but there are certain halachic questions that the rabbis from Hungary, the great rabbis, were very stringent about doing that, but the Tzemach Tzedek allowed in a place where, if there is danger, certain ways by putting a moch, this has to do with intimacy between a man and his wife. And it's also in the responses of the son of the Tzemach Tzedek. I also, at this opportunity, I want to express my thanks to you that it seems from what the Rebbetzin said, she... You're sort of encouraging her that Hashem will not only give her health physically, those who he should not only heal, I guess he was a doctor maybe too, I'm not sure, so not only heal them physically but also strengthen their trust in Hashem, as known the statement of our sages that Chizkiyahu he hid the book of Refuas, and the Rambam, it seems like he hid the book of Refuas, trust Hashem. You know, you don't need a book of medicine. But the Rambam was careful not to interpret this statement against the science of medicine. He says that it was not a book, it was a book of omens. It was... I'm not afraid to say that it was the alternative medicines that, you know. So he says, so he told, but he says absolutely, according to the halacha, the Torah gives the right for a doctor to heal, as well as according to Hasidus, it gives the strength to the doctors to heal. So don't, the Rambam says not to interpret the statement that Chizkiya hid the book of healing, meaning that it's something against medicine, but rather he says that that was talking about a different kind of medicine. That wasn't talking about the real medicine, but it was talking about other medicine. Although that the view of the Eben Ezra on the Shmos Chafal Vites, that this only applies by sicknesses that are on the outside but not on the inside. Various different places the Rebbe brings sources over here, but there is already ruled the halacha amongst Israel in a very comfortable way, like the Rambam, that we do use the medicines. There is no darn, and to trust Hashem that Hashem will send His word and His healing through this particular person to this particular medicine, and heal them with blessings for success and aksivah simatoyva.